Joining us online now is Mick Guerin to talk harness racing, predominantly about the big night coming up Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Morning to you, Mick.
Yeah, morning to you, Hoss, and to everybody around Australia. Look, it's going to be a super night Saturday night, Andrew. We have the heats for the New South Wales Derby and the New South Wales Oaks, but more importantly, the two preludes for the Miracle Mile. So far, we have one Miracle Mile confirmed starter. That's Lazarus, courtesy of his Chariots of Fire win last week. The first two in each of the preludes on Saturday will go through to the Miracle Mile the following Saturday. Then the directors of the New South Wales Harness Racing Club will sit down and work out the final three invites. And Andrew, they have a tough job because they have to try and fit a lot of very good horses into the seven remaining spots. The one man who will go into Saturday night feeling very confident is David Aiken, because his two stars, Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ, are drawn to dominate the preludes.
Well, Lenny the Shark's come up with gate two, and I know your good mate Adam Hamilton spoke with David yesterday for an article, and I think David and Hazy spoke to him on Tuesday on our On the Pace program. David just can't hold back on how good Lenny the Shark is going.
It's a love affair. He loves him. He's got Hector JJ, who's faster, but he just loves Lenny. It's like his old mate who gave him his first into Dominion. He's got Barrier 2 this week. I'm not sure it's an absolute certainty he'll lead, Andrew, but look, I think he will. The problem with the preludes is that you've got to run 1-2, so anybody who's further back than third or fourth in the running has to make a move. It's notoriously hard to make ground at Menangle in a good class mile because they go so quick. So if he does lead, his rivals behind him could end up playing a bit of cat and mouse to try and get outside him or maintain his back. There's already been good money for him on tab.com.au. I think he'll win. He was outstanding, finishing third in the Hunter Cup, but it's not going to be an easy race, and it's going to be a really strange race because Have Faith in Me is the defending Miracle Mile champion, the Australasian mile record holder at 147.5. But Andrew's been racing about 2 to 3 lengths below his best this season because of a kidney abnormality. Now, he's got to go forward as well and come and try and attack. Is he going well enough? And if he doesn't finish in the top two, say, for example, Have Faith in Me finishes fourth, can the New South Wales Harness Racing Club directors justify putting him in the Miracle Mile? But do they want to leave out the defending champion and Australasia's fastest ever miler? They love a bit of controversy there at Menangle. Yeah. I think they'll be getting plenty of that on Saturday night.
Yeah, when it's all done. That's the first of those sprinters, the Canadian Club Sprint. The other's the Allied Express. And you mentioned Hector JJ, the other horse of David Aiken. It's drawn gate five. It'll come into four if the emergency doesn't get a start. This is a good lineup though, Mick.
Yeah, it's a fast lineup, Andrew. Lots of gate speed from the two horses drawn inside him. And look, he flies the gate. And I think he'll win this week. I think he'll lead and win. But I think the lead time could be very, very quick. A horse like Tack Tate or Major Crocker, they'll want to hold his back and get towed into that Miracle Mile, which is worth $750,000 the following week. So they'll burn early here. Then the question is, what does Mark Purden do on Smolder? Smolder was disappointing by his standards in the Hunter Cup. He's going to need to come sit parked. And can he sit parked outside Hector JJ, the horse he beat in the Inter-Dominion final? I doubt it. I think Hector JJ is not only the horse to beat this week, where he's odds on, I think he's the horse, Andrew, to beat in the Miracle Mile. I think he has a tactical advantage with his gate speed over Lazarus, the Miracle Mile favourite. At the moment, tab.com.au have Lazarus as the favourite for the Miracle Mile. I think there's nothing in it. I think there's every chance Hector JJ could win this week and beat him in the Miracle Mile, depending on the barrier draws. Those barrier draws will be held at 1 o'clock, Tabcorp Park Menangle, or Club Menangle, as it's now known, on Sunday afternoon. So Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, and we'll try and get that information out on Twitter as quickly as possible, and the Tab will have their markets open mid-afternoon on Sunday.
Yeah, Lazarus at the moment to win the Miracle Mile the week after next. $2.10, Hector JJ at $3.60, and Lenny the Shark at $6. Hey, mate, that's Club Menangle or Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night. Just before I let you go, in New Zealand, you've got the Avondale Guineas there on Saturday in Thoroughbred Racing. A lot of interest in Sacred Elixir, second up there for Tony Pike.
Yeah, it's the major lead up to the New Zealand Derby. The New Zealand Derby's $1 million on March the 4th, which obviously leads nicely into the ATC Derby at the Championships. Great field. Camino Rocoso has been the huge mover in this Derby market. Sacred Elixir's in there. Spoke to Pikey yesterday. He's expecting an improved run, but very, very deep field. The question mark is, though, it's raining in Auckland today. If the track is wet over the 2,100 metres, will it upset these horses not only for the punt on Saturday, but for their lead-up racing heading into the Vodafone New Zealand Derby 2 weeks later? Crucial three-year-old race and crucial form pointer, not only to the Derby, but to the ATC Derby, because New Zealand horses going to Randwick for the Derby there have an outstanding record in the last 10 years. That's the Avondale Guineas at Ellerslie, where the track could be wet, coming up this Saturday afternoon.
Okay, that race at 1:23 our time. Mick, can't wait to see it all unfold at Menangle on Saturday night. Good luck. We'll talk again over the next few days.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure, and good luck to all your listeners on the punt.
Mick Guerin joining us there from New Zealand. Tomorrow night, it's night racing at Canterbury. That track, a soft six at this stage, will improve with today's weather. Rose Hill for Saturday, a good four, and Flemington down in Melbourne with the Black Caviar Lightning. The track is a good three and being watered.